Lawmakers are currently in the process of building a state budget proposal for the state legislature. K through 12 education funds hang in the balance, including funds dedicated to private schools through the state's voucher programs. Now, these voucher programs use state funds to pay for students from lower income households to attend some private schools. And according to the nonpartisan nonprofit news outlet Wisconsin Watch, there are 373 schools currently participating in the state's four voucher programs, and 95% of those are religiously affiliated. What do you think about diverting public funds toward private education in the state's school voucher program? Should the state have government spend more money on voucher schools? And would you consider sending your child to a private school if they qualified for these vouchers? What other questions do you have about the state budget in relation to school funding? We'll see what the legislature comes up with and how they reconcile with the governor's proposal in a matter of weeks, I'd imagine. But you can join us, 1-800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Our guest is Amy Loudenbeck. She's the Director of Policy and Government Affairs for School Choice Wisconsin. Amy, welcome back to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Coalition for Education Freedom is advocating for a funding increase in the 2023-2025 state budget. What would school advocates, Wisconsin Coalition for Education Freedom, specifically like to see?
Currently, our number one budget priority is to help narrow the gap between what traditional public schools receive and what choice and charter schools receive for an average per pupil payment. Right now, we receive about 60% on average of what our public school counterparts receive. Our schools are investing more than that in the students that they serve. They are fundraising to close that gap. But as public schools go to referendum, as other funding flows to public schools that our schools don't receive, it's creating challenges for us to retain talent and to maintain the seats that we have and grow seats. And we want to advocate for additional funding for our schools. We understand public schools need resources too. It's not an either or, it's an and. And we are making our case to the legislature in the process of the biennial budget.
So Governor Evers proposed a freeze voucher enrollment, but that evidently has been removed by the Joint Finance Committee. You were on the Joint Finance Committee yourself as a member of the State Assembly. So what do you expect to see going forward here, and how do these negotiations usually play out with the experience you've had, Amy?
Well, the negotiations, I think, are certainly coming closer as the voting has begun. But for us, the process started for the coalition well over a year ago to think, what are items that we think we can accomplish in the next biennial budget? For us, we are aware we have divided government. So starting in January, I began to make the rounds and share information. There are so many different types of school choice programs in Wisconsin. You probably know that just public school open enrollment in Wisconsin is one of the most robust programs of its type in the country. We also are the first state to have private school choice. We have charter schools, independent charter schools, and public charter schools, a lot of different types of educational freedom, educational choice in Wisconsin. But articulating that our goals are directed right now to the choice and charter programs, and letting people know that families and schools and communities that they represent, whether you're a Milwaukee Democrat or a Republican from central Wisconsin, to make sure that they can connect the communities and the constituents that they serve with the good work that is going on in their schools, meet the schools, see their students, talk to the families that are benefiting from the program, and really see the value that it has in Wisconsin. And then as the process continues to roll out, start layering more information on them so that when it comes time for a vote, people understand the direct impact that it could have, again, on the communities that they represent, and not not just think about public versus private, because again, we understand public schools need resources too. We just want to make sure that our schools are represented and resourced as well.
Amy Loudenbeck, our guest, Director of Policy and Government Affairs for School Choice Wisconsin. And go to your questions now at 1-800-642-1234, where Michael in Rice Lake joins us. Michael, you're on the air with Amy Loudenbeck.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess as someone who went to a private school, I went to St. Joseph's Catholic School up here in Rice Lake, and I had some really incredible teachers, and like they're 100% of the reason why I am who I am today. And I think being able to have state funding support these voucher programs allows, you know, people to have access to send their children to schools where they can get an incredible education. And I can remember being in Catholic school where our art program was very, very like short funded because the funding just didn't exist for our private school. And so it had to be compromised in some way. And so I believe 100% that if the state funding for these schools could be increased, it would make an incredible difference in just a lot of children's lives.
Michael, thank you for the call. Let's continue with your calls now. Jennifer in Rice Lake joining us. Jennifer, good afternoon.
Hi there. I would be entirely for private school vouchers if they had to keep all students who cared to attend that school. At this point in time, a private school can deny anyone an education. Public schools do not. The point of having a public school is to educate anyone. So I'd love to see public money used for everyone, not schools that can deny children an education.
Amy, a couple of comments there. One about the teachers and the others about access to some of these choice programs in Wisconsin.
Well, to Jennifer's point, the Wisconsin law on the parental choice program is really clear. It requires private schools in the choice admission choice program to do a blind admission process. Schools do not get to pick students based on their academic achievements or deny students based on any other protected statuses. That is a narrative that is unhelpful. In fact, our schools serve many students with disabilities. Since we created the Special Needs Scholarship Program in 2015, participation has grown in that program by 815% to nearly 2,000 students. A lot of families in the Special Needs Scholarship Program and families attending any of our other schools through the other three programs, many of them have disabilities and are served by our schools.
And to Michael's comment about great teachers and his experience and his support of the more funding for the school choice programs across Wisconsin, what does an expanded voucher program look like in Wisconsin? What does that mean for education as you see it, Amy?
Well, we know that in education, there's a very competitive market for quality educators. And those folks do the good work that needs to be done in public schools and in private schools. And when you're looking at, again, a difference of several thousand dollars between which type of school receives what funding, it becomes difficult to retain and attract the talent when the public schools can offer participation in the Wisconsin retirement program or the state health insurance program and potentially offer salaries that are tens of thousands of dollars higher than what our choice schools or charter schools can offer. And so, as the caller said, as Michael said, those teachers in the classroom, it's not just about the money, but we respect the profession and that they have cost of living increases and inflation and other priorities in their household budget too. And they need to be able to make decisions that are best for their families. And so we want to be able to be at least competitive in the education market.
Hey, Amy, thanks as always for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Amy Loudenbeck, Director of Policy and Government Affairs for School Choice Wisconsin. She joined us for a discussion about allocating Wisconsin state budget funds toward private voucher school programs.